When I was about 7 years old, a horrible thing happened. I was carrying our pet rabbit, and I tripped going outside, and the rabbit fell and was injured. And I was so sad, and I was so upset with myself that I thought that I would never, ever, ever hold anything ever again. Ever. Not a china cup, not a rabbit, not anything precious, ever. And my mom looked at me and she said, "Oh, Chrissy, this too shall pass." When I was a sophomore in high school, and I fell madly in love with the senior who barely knew I existed, I decided to put myself out there and tell him in a poem how I felt. It did become the comic reference of the semester in the whole school, and I was devastated. And I thought, I will never, ever, ever, ever love again, ever. And my mom said, "Oh, Chrissy, this too shall pass." When I turned 16, the pastor who had been my pastor for 12 years at Berlin United Methodist Church, he shaped my faith. He was a constant, just like my parents, just like my grandparents in my life. Think about it, 12 years, I was 16. He's the only pastor I ever really knew. He was reappointed to a different church. My heart was shattered. It was like there was a door he was going to walk through and there was nothing on the other side. And I thought, I'll never go to church again. And my mom said, "Oh, Chrissy, this too shall pass." And when she said this, it drove me nuts because I remember thinking, how would she know, right? She doesn't know what I'm going through. She doesn't know it's going to pass. She didn't understand that the sky was falling and the world was coming to an end in all those circumstances, did she? But I think she did, and that's why she said it. She was trying to reassure me that all things shall pass. So on a snowy day in December, 4 years ago, I carried my mother into her house, and I helped her get into the hospital bed that hospice had delivered that day. And I thought, everything I'm doing right now with my mom will be the last. It didn't help, it was right around Christmas. And I was so sick with grief and pain. And I know some of you have been there. You've walked this walk. You know what I'm talking about. I thought, this won't pass. It will come, and I will never be able to laugh again. I will never be able to get up from this chair again. And my mom still had a little bit of strength. And guess what she said? And you know what? She was right. She was right. I have held animals. And I have held teacups. And I've held the steering wheel of a large vehicle. And I have held my precious daughter since the rabbit incident. I have connected with and learned from pastors and have gone to church since Cletus Kramer was reappointed. I have loved and have had my heart broken and have loved again. And I did get up from the chair next to my mother's bed. And I have laughed again. And now I find myself saying to my daughter, "Oh, Hannah, this too shall pass." And I don't know if it drives her crazy or not. The scripture tells us that when you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and they will not sweep over you. Although sometimes it feels like it, doesn't it? It sometimes feels like surely we are drowning, and the water's going to sweep over us, and it'll be, good night. the end. But that's what life is. It's a bunch of waters that we're going to pass through. That's life. And we're able to do this. We're able to pass through these waters with hope and a future because we have Jesus Christ. That's what gets us through. That's what gets us through the waters. Last week, I talked about a dream that I used to have when I was a kid where I could breathe underwater, and I believed it so much that I actually would try it out in the bathtub to see if I could, because I really thought I could. I dreamt it. But that's kind of what happens when we have Jesus Christ in our hearts. We pass through the waters, and they do not sweep over us. The point is that nothing is ever stationary, ever. At least to be healthy, it can't be. Ecclesiastes tells us that everything has its own season, right? And they're markedly different. There's a time to be born, and a time to die, and a time to plant, and a time to harvest. I mean, what would happen if one of those things just stayed constant? We've been navigating the water now for the whole month of September. And what we notice is that the water is always moving. It's always alive. We walked with Ezekiel through ankle deep and knee deep and waist deep and finally over the head water that flowed from the throne. We went with Moses through the sea as it parted. And we sat in the boat with Noah and his family as God sustained them over the waves. And in other places, we read about the living water that flows out from believers. It actually has a motion. It flows. Isaiah tells us that you will be like a watered garden and like a spring whose waters do not fail. And we find praise in 2 Samuel when the waters that represent troubles, the verse says, he sent from on high and he took me and he drew me out of many waters. Could these be the waters that we fear will sweep over us? With God here, with Jesus Christ first in our lives, we don't have to worry about the water sweeping over us because he draws us out. But we know that the water is going to be flowing. It needs to always be flowing. Healthy water is flowing. It's going to the next place. The water passes. If it does not, if it stays still, it becomes stagnant. To be refreshing water, healing water, it has to be moving. We wouldn't drink water from a stagnant pool, right? But sheep would. Did you know this? Sheep are weird things. And isn't it funny how we are often called sheep? Sheep would drink from stagnant water. Think about Psalm 23. He leads me beside still waters. Well, first of all, the scripture accentuates the need for a shepherd. He leads me beside still waters. Because we can't find it on our own. We're sheep. So it's the need for a shepherd. And too often we think of the still waters in this verse as those beautiful landscape paintings. Unfortunately, the interpretation has been a bit skewed. We need to consider the psalm from the perspective of the shepherd, actually. Sheep are incapable of finding good water on their own. So if left alone, a sheep will drink whatever water they stumble upon, which is not a good thing. They'll get sick. And even if it's stagnant, they will drink it. If it's filthy and it's unfit to drink, they don't know any different. They must follow the shepherd if they want to find clean, healthy, life-giving water. It's the same for us. We need to follow our shepherd. Also, sheep will not drink from water that is running too fast. Picky creatures. And remember, when Christ calmed the storm, he said, "Peace, be still." And the water quieted down. All these water references in the Bible, hundreds of them. What did you say, Jason? 700, over 700 water references in the Bible. So the question is then, is water supposed to be moving or is it supposed to be still? Because it's a little contradictory at this point, don't you think? The answer is the water has to be moving. It must pass. It has to be going to the next place to stay fresh and to stay healthy. So what about the still waters in Scripture? What about those waters? Well, if we go to the literal Hebrew word for the still waters, it is mimenuchoth, which doesn't mean freezing or not moving at all. It actually means waters that rest. It means like babbling brook waters. It means waters that are not chaotic or dangerous. So still water is not the same as stagnant water. So when you see still water in Scripture, that's not just holding still water. That's water that is not crazy. So when Hannah was little, I used to walk her to and from 4K, which was about a half mile from the parsonage. And we would stop at a bridge. The road went over a little stream. And sometimes we would lean over and we'd drop a stick in. And then we'd run across to the other side and see the stick flow through. And the stream would pass and it would carry the stick. Had the water been stagnant, it just would have gotten bogged down and it wouldn't have moved, right? Or it would have been just pulled down with the other debris. It would have been stinky water. It would have been just not healthy. Or if it would have been chaotic, the stick could have been lost. Or maybe even it might have been dangerous to stand on the bridge. The water has to pass in a quiet, healthy flow. And that's how we are to live our lives. And how the living water that flows from us should be. Balance. As you begin a new chapter with Pastor Scott, remember that change is constant. Everything must pass, like the stick that floats from one side to the other underneath the bridge. I think we get nervous when we don't know what's on the other side of the bridge. We get nervous that something's going to happen between here and there. But the water also reminds us that if it stays still, stagnation occurs. The water needs to be moving and changing. We can't let what happens in our Christian lives make us stagnant. If the water is too rough, it's hard to drink from. But we have to remember that God is still God over the waters. No matter what the waters are doing, God is still God. And maybe that's what Jesus was telling us when he calmed the storm. What a great illustration. He put his hands over the waters, and the waters obeyed him. God is still God over everything, and everything will still come to the next thing, and God is still God over the seasons. And each season will pass to the next, to the glory of God. Sometimes that's a good reminder during seasons of change, like we're in right now, right? We're passing from summer to winter. We're going through fall. We're passing from one pastor to the next in this season of the church. And these are good things to go on to the next thing. And we are reminded that we need a shepherd to help us find the still waters and navigate them. Sometimes we lose sight of this fact, and we tend to think we're captains of our own ship, or that we have control over the water, and we don't. We don't. We know this isn't true. We have no control over the water. We don't get to stand next to the babbling brook and say, "Peace be still," like Jesus did. Sometimes we're sheep, and sometimes we're thirsty. We remember that in these instances, we need to put Christ first always, always, because he will hold on to us as we pass through the waters. He will lift us up. He has to be the captain of our ship, right? And the shepherd. And must be the one that we trust as we pass through the waters. Amen.